This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a juz a day and we're in the final juz of the Quran, juz number 30. Allahumma lakal hamd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us many more readings of the Quran and an understanding of its depth. Allahumma ameen. Juz amma, which gets its name from the first word of the first surah, Surah An-Naba, amma yatasa'alun, what is it that they're debating about? It speaks about descriptions of the Day of Judgment and how to avoid its terror and how to gain its prosperity if one lives with good ethics and one stays away from bad character. As for the regard to the descriptions of the Day of Judgment, you find it in Surah An-Naba, amma yatasa'alun, An-Nazi'at, the end of Surah Abasa, Surah Al-Takwir, Surah Al-Infitar. All of these are surahs that have that theme. With regards to ethics, Allah speaks about it in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Surah Al-Fajr, Al-Balad, Al-Layl, Al-Duha, Al-Ma'un. All of these are about caring for the poor, caring for the elderly, feeding those who don't have it. Surah Al-Duha, about looking after the orphans. All of those are major, major themes that were early revelations. The primary theme of this juz are the early revelations that were sent to the Prophet ﷺ. They're typified by short verses that have a very rhythmic, resonant sound that is easy to memorize. And it's one of the reasons why it is the first section of the Quran that young students are encouraged to memorize. The next section of this juz is about the importance of the Quran and its finality in the message that is sent by Allah as a communication from Allah to humanity. It is the final scripture. What it does is that it completes the favor of Allah upon humanity. It makes adjustments to what has been corrupted by the hands of man over time in previous scriptures. And it brings a clear proof of its authenticity. Surah Al-Bayyinah is a good example of this, as you will find in this juz. Another section is the importance of tazkiyah, purification and purifying yourself and getting yourself ready for the challenge of life and a good life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different chapters of the Qur'an, in this juz, speaks about the importance of preparing yourself and being a good person and, giving your soul the necessary training that it can become elevated and purified, that you become a more spiritual person. From elements of this, you find it in Surah Ash-Shams, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Surely the one who is successful is the one who elevates their soul and nurtures it. And the one who loses themselves on the Day of Judgment is the one who overlooks its importance. So the importance of tazkiyah is there, and it is the head of all matters, as you could see in this particular section. Other sections are in Surah Al-Duha, Surah Al-Layl, and others. One of the other main sections that you find established in this final juz of the Qur'an is about the stories of the nations that perished before us. Surah Al-Fil talks about those who amtarna alayhim, Allah sent little birds with pebbles to destroy them. Ashabul Ukhdud, as is in Surah Al-Buruj. All of these are about important principles of Allah defending the believers. Sacrifices need to be made, and ultimately those who go against God are those who will be vanquished and brought to account on the Day of Judgment or destroyed in this worldly life. Finally, there's a call to increase in doing good deeds. And Allah tells us to weigh our deeds because they will be weighed for us. Surah Al-Zalzala, the quaking and the shaking of the earth. The one whose scale is heavy on the Day of Judgment will be from those who are blessed. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. In another surah, Al-Qari'ah and others, the one whose scale is not heavy with good deeds, then they will be the ones whose mother has lost them, that they have no good, they're bereft of all happiness. Those are central themes. Also, the Qur'an is brought to full focus that the very first revelation that was revealed to the Prophet, the very first words were Iqra. Surah Al-Alaq is found in this chapter, and that's the place where you do sujood, fasjud waqtarib. Allah gives us the solution to any difficulty in life. Increase your prostrations to me and grow close to me, and you will find me always with you. The surah ends with an acknowledgement of this juz ends with an acknowledgement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's omnipotence and ability to give us good even in times of difficulty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this in Surah Al-Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, O Muhammad, I've given you an abundance of blessing. فصلي لربك وانحر. So therefore, give over your devotions and your sacrifice and rituals to Allah. إن شانئك والأبتر. The one who wages against you is going to lose that battle. You will always be on top if you remain with truth. Another important surah near the end of this juz is Surah Al-Nasr, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. This is one of the surahs that was revealed in Medina in after the Hajj of the Prophet ﷺ, maybe 80 days or so before his death, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was seen as a foreshadowing of the ultimate return of the Prophet ﷺ to Allah. And the victory of Allah is that Islam will continue to be spread, and alhamdulillah, we continue to enjoy its blessing. And O Muhammad, nothing is left for you to do of this mission except to be thankful to Allah, praising of Him and asking for His forgiveness and mercy. The other four most notable chapters all begin with the word قُلْ. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. And it is equal to a quarter of the Qur'an, meaning the knowledge of it is equal to one out of every four things that the Qur'an speaks about, which is separating between truth and falsehood, giving people an opportunity to come to faith, and those who don't want, it's up to them. لا أعبد ما تعبدون, I will never worship what you worship falsely. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد, unless you come truly to faith, we don't need hypocrisy that you pretend to believe in what I believe. The last three surahs are very important surahs. Surah Al-Ikhlas, meaning sincerity and seeking only God, is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. It is a surah that is first memorized by all Muslims. Say He is Allah, the One, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's unique in His oneness. He's not one because there's a second to Him. He's one because there's no one that is like Him. Allahu Samad, He's the one everyone relies on. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, He didn't emerge and nothing has come from Him in that sense. He doesn't have a son and He was not begotten. Wa lam yakun lahu kufwan ahad, and there is nothing that is like unto similar to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything conceived, imagined, thought up could never be like the reality of our Creator, the Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last two chapters of the Qur'an are Al-Mu'awwidhatayn. And I have a daily tafsir on each of those surahs that you can return to, inshallah, daily tafsir, Al-Mu'awwidhatayn, or the last two surahs of the Qur'an. You can see the importance of them in that the Prophet used them as a ruqya, as a spiritual healing. The Prophet ﷺ said, for any ailment you have in life, for any fear you have in life, for any distress you have in life, those two surahs are sufficient and suffice you. So it's something that we should regularly recite in a protection for ourselves and our families and our children. And it's as if Allah is protecting us in both surahs. All together, they total 11 verses. They protect us from the spiritual things that bother us and from the material things that bother us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, what ails you in your heart, the whisperings of the shaitan, the feelings of depression and sorrow and angst. And also, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ, the unseen forces, but also the human beings. And the very last word of the Qur'an is النَّاس. And if you can look at the beginning of the Qur'an to the end, you see it begins with Allah making us a promise, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, O Allah, lead us to the straight path. You're asking this, and Allah says, if you continue to pray until the very end, you will be from those mankind who are saved. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to give us love and practice of the Qur'an, that we recite it in our nights and that we practice it in our days, that it's something that we and our families, our children and future progeny continue to adhere to, for it is Hablullah, it is the rope that extends between Allah and to humanity. May we hold on to the strongest handhold and the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can be elevated to the highest levels of Jannah. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with a daily tafsir of the 30th juz of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for it and our practice of it. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli lahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. ما كان مني من خطأ أو نسيان فمن الشيطان ومني وما كان من صواب فمن الله. Whatever that was said that was good in this series, then it is from Allah and through the blessing of His Prophet ﷺ. And whatever was of error, then it's from me and from the shaitan. And Allah and His Messenger are free of blemish, as is the Qur'an that was sent as a complete message to humanity. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.